Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 6th of November. As of recording, the US election results are not certain for the most part. The Republicans are projected to take control of the Senate. The House of Representatives is unclear. The presidency has not yet been called. However, markets have moved to price in a victory by former US President Trump. Markets are pricing in a Trump victory where the rhetoric of the campaign trail, specifically around tariffs and deportations, does not fully translate into policy. The potential for market moves, therefore, depends on both the assumption of a Trump victory, but also on any emerging signals about how dramatic those policies might turn out to be. Exit polls suggest that the economy was the second highest concern of voters in the election. That presumably does not mean the realities of GDP growth or employment, as economic data is too abstract a concept to sway voter opinion. Instead, it means the perception of the economy. One of the economic issues that came up repeatedly in advance of the vote was the perception of inflation. Political sensitivities around inflation are therefore something that investors should be aware of. Inflation is, of course, a complex subject worthy of an entire book being written about it, and the rise of inflation inequality in recent years means that the reported headline is not the same as individuals' perceived inflation experience. Away from the political noise, Europe is offering a host of business sentiment polls, final composite readings. The chances of anyone caring about these is relatively low, given the distortions that affect survey results anyway, and the potential for larger changes in the external climate. We also have a series of European Central Bank speakers today. The US Federal Reserve is in its quiet place ahead of the Fed rate decision tomorrow, so that leaves monetary policy talk largely in the hands of ECB officials, including, of course, ECB President Lagarde. It seems very unlikely that there will be a terribly direct reference to the US political events, and markets are more or less priced for European rate reductions. It is worth remembering that any retaliation by Europe against US trade taxes would be a tax on European consumers, and as such would push up European inflation. However, European trade taxes would be selective, applied against the US, not the rest of the world, and that is a mitigating factor. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.